am I starting from? The beginning of the Perek. Perek number 9. Hanachrim Elam is here. Some prints have Kusim, but that's because the censor, our friendly censor who censored Chas, took out the word Nachrim and he put in the word Kusim because he didn't know what Kusim were. So he figured he might as well use that word without having to worry about what it says about Goyim. Nashim Avadim, Yeshlem Naziris. Now, Nashim have Naziris. Why shouldn't they have Naziris? Because it says Ish. So therefore we have to point out that it's not excluding women, nor Avadim Kananim. Chaymer B'Nashim B'Avadim, there's a severity over Nashim B'Avadim. So who Kaifas Avda, the Eved becomes a Nazir, he is a Nazir, theoretically, meaning in wait. He's a Nazir in waiting, because as long as he works for somebody else, that person can tell him, not on my dime. You're working for me, you're my Eved. If he ever gets freed, that will come and wake it up, meaning you are a Nazir, you promised Naziris. You couldn't keep it because your boss didn't let you, but as soon as your boss lets you, you're Chayiv. And Mashenkin ain't a Kaifas Ishtar. He can be made for an Adarim. He can be made for a Naziris. But he can't tell her, drink wine, if he wasn't made for his Naziris. Even though Goyim can make the Nedarim and the Davis, ain't all of Tyrus Nazir. The aim mekabel mimenu korbanos, and you can't accept korbanos Nazir lakriva. Then Bali Molech in Mutter Lishnashayin L'tamil L'meisim becomes an ask us. What am I supposed to do? I was mekabel Naziris. Can I drink wine? Can I be mekabel L'meisim? Really, you could say take haircuts. Material life. He's not a Nazir. It's a meaningless gesture.
If this one becomes a year now.
No, it's Kabbalah means nothing.
So a heaven is not a
Nazir. A heaven is that an all mitzvahs that a woman's life in. No, he's not. Absolutely not. No. He's an Avakanani. He's an in between guy and yid. He's more yid than guy. He's keeping 600 of the 613 mitzvahs. See, to you, wine might not be that important. But to them, it was their main drink that gave a guy kayach. They didn't have orange juice or other means of nutrition and vitamins and things like
that. So,
he wants them to work. It's going
to
impede his work.
They didn't have refrigerators.
Also, that helps. Right. Now, I think most prints, not mine here, but mine at home, have the next Mishnah's Rush here too. What is the next Rush after this? Not by you, replied to, because you have what I have. That's what I just did. And what's the one after that? That's on the next Mishnah. So the printer put the rush on the next Mishnah here. Not by us, because Eisvahada corrected it. But in the Masifta Gemara, it's the way everybody else has it. It's the rush of the next Mishnah is here. But we're not going to do it because we're not learning the next Mishnah. And Baruch Hashem, when we get the next Mishnah, we'll come back to the rush on this page.
He proposed you just get room to do it.
No, I don't know why he did it. Honestly, I have no idea why the original printer of the Vilna Shas, which is what we use, did it. I don't know. I just can't answer the question. Right. Honestly, I don't think he had more. Maybe he had more room. I don't know. Could be.
I think I'll right.
Okay, could very well be. But at this point, honestly, I have no offense to anybody that wants to be a right. Makes no difference to me. Study. Hanachrim Elam Naziris. Minari Mili. How do I know it? How do I know that Goyim have no Naziris? Well, the question is, they can donate the Dharma to others. So why can't they become a Nazir to bring Kabbalah's Nazir? Dr. Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan. Davar of Yisrael. Seems to be a reboy. You just said Dabro Bnei Yisrael, so why do you have to say Vamar Talayim? The Rabbi says, is to come to include that Agadim are Chayiv and Nazirus. Frek the Gemara Lama Likra. Why do I need a pasuk to include Agadim? Ha'amrit, kol mitzvah shisha chayev is ba'evet chayev ba. The rule is, an evet shnani is chayev in all mitzvahs of a woman. And a woman is chayev in Nazirus, so why doesn't that automatically obligate an evet shnani? Amar Rava, shani hacha, damakra, lesser isser al nafshoi. Now that pasuk is not written by Nazirus. It's written by Nedarim, but Nazirus is a form of a neder. And the pasuk says lesser isser al nafshoi, to ban something on himself. So we say b'misha nafshe knuya loy, one who owns himself. Yotze eved shei nafshe knuya loy, an eved is not have, does not own himself. Therefore, the Bach adds v'hayo v'ein nafshe knuya loy, ein megabe nazir nami loy. So since his nefesh is not knuya loy, he doesn't have the ability to make an issur on himself. I would think by Nazir, he also can't accept Naziris. Kamash Malan, that he can. That's why I need Ramar Talayim to say that even though he doesn't have Nashai, he can still become a Nazir. Zucked the Rush. Not on the Gemara. Those of you looking for the Rush, it's after the Mishnah, it's on the Gemara. It should say the word Gemara. Even though this is written in the Darim, so why are we bringing it into the Zeris? Machina and Naziris on the Dharm, we lindar Nandar and Nazir Lahazir. There's a heckish between the Dharm and Naziris. Therefore, I would want to absolve an Eva Kanani from Naziris because it says Nafshai, Rasar Israel Nafshai. He's not in control of his own Nefesh. Kamas Malan, that we don't do it. Now, I don't know, and probably Artsko says, how about a regular Nandar, where the Torah did write Rasar Israel Nafshai? I don't know. I don't remember. Whether he is chayiv or not, something might tells me that he's not an irregular neder. Now we're not talking about neder of kabbanis. Now we're talking about neder of yisurim. I don't think he's obligated because it says on lavshay, but I'm not sure. If you take a look at the bottom there, maybe he says something. Yes.
Side point: when someone buys an eved shnani, they don't have that long to teach him 600 levim or 365 levim to be back. So if an Eved Kanani says on himself that he is going to be a Nazir and does not really know what that means, does that take effect and he has to wait until Beis Din to absolve him from it? Or does that just not take effect because it's meaningless speech?
I can't say definitively, but I'm according to my understanding, he was no different than a Yid who never learned Tilchus Nazir and accepted it about himself, that he would have to have a Taras Nadar. He would have a very good Pesach, but he would need a Taras Nadar.
This is something we've discussed. We've worked on it over the last 20 years.
I don't remember.
Well, you know, for instance, someone uses the Shem of Force in their Polynesian, and it's just a set of syllables, a set of sounds in their language.
Yeah, there's no shaykh to this.
Like that.
This is no shaykh to this. This is a halacha that if a guy says he's a Nazir, he's a Nazir. And therefore, we have to remove it, even though he doesn't know what he means, but he said it.
The question is of meaning. That's why I asked
another question. Okay. Fine. Can anybody look for me, or can I borrow an art scroll to see what he says by a regular nether? By a regular neder of Isser, it's not chal because it says lesser Israel Nafshai. That's what I thought. Something Gemara Vaiter. Amamar. Dabram Ne Israel, Beloy Life, the Gechabim. Frek the Gemara. Is that such a simple thing that whenever the Torah says Bnei Yisrael, it excludes a guy? There's a parsha called Erchin, and let me explain this as simple, as clear as I can. The Torah allows a person to do an Erech, which is to accept upon himself to pay Betin, to pay Hegdish, a Torah set value per gender, per age. Nothing to do with the person's subjective value. A Torah set value per gender, per age. That is called an Erech. Nobody ever has a chiyuv to make an Erech. But if he's in the mood of donating his value to the Beis HaMikdash, because he feels that'll be an atonement for his sins, or because he feels that'll bring him closer to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, whatever his motive may be, the Torah has a way for a person to donate a value, his value, to Hegdish. And it can be done one of two ways, but the way of Erech is to say Erech, which means the Torah set value per gender, per age. That's what it means. Abraham, let me know when I can continue if you don't mind. No, because I can't explain, and then somebody won't understand it, and then it'll be behind, and it won't be fair to me. It won't be fair to me. I'm trying to explain something to make it easier. So, the Torah made Erech. That's a pashtus that Parsik says, Bnei Yisrael. A Yid can accept an Erech. So if he's a 20-year-old, and he's a male, the Torah sets an Erech. If she is a 20-year-old female, the Torah has a different Erech. Nothing to do with the strength or weakness of the person, nothing subjective about it. It's a objective Torah value per gender, per age. So the Torah over there says, Dara Bnei Yisrael, that they can do Erech. So it's up to Braisa. Bnei Yisrael can make an Erech, can promise an Erech, but a guy can't. Meaning he can do it, but it's meaningless. If a guy says he wants to give the Erech of himself or his wife or his kids or his neighbor or whatever, he cannot do it. The Torah said, Dabra Bnei Yisrael. However, Yachol Oyun Erechin, how about to be a subject of an Erech? What if a Yid would say, I have this guy, he's a postman, such a nice guy, I heard that he's not well, so I want to give his Erech to Hegdish. A 25-year-old guy, he's a postman, 25, is there an obligation on the Yid now to give the Erech of the guy? The guy himself can't accept an Erech. Can the guy be the subject of an Erech? Can a Yid make an Erech of the Erech of a guy? Is that a parsha?
And we're saying that...
We're not saying anything yet. We're asking a question.
I'm saying the postman's 25, if according to Hazmina, is the same value as the Jew's 25.
100%. The Torah said 25 for age for gender.
But that's for you.
Again, that's the Shaila. Is being a subject of an Erech limited to Yidden, or even any 25-year-old male has the same Erech? That's exactly the Shaila. And again, we don't make our own rules. The Torah sets, why don't we give the Gemara a chance? Again, please don't take it personally. Yachol, no, not now, after I finish. Yachol ayin erachin, Talmud Lomer ish. It says in the pasuk over there, by Erech, it says, Dabam Neiso, V'mar Taleim, ish, ki yafli neder be'erkechon lefashos l'shem. So we say ish is inclusive. Bnei Yisrael is exclusive. Therefore we say, a guy can't make an Erech, but he can be a subject of an Erech. And there's no mention anywhere that he should have a different Erech. We don't write our own Erechin. We listen to the Torah's Erechin. And if the Torah includes a guy like a Yid, that means the Torah is saying a guy can be a subject of an Erech with the same price level as a Yid. Now, it's a machlokes tanoim this. There's another Torah that learns the exact opposite. He says a guy can make an Erech, but he can't be a subject to an Erech. But that's not our point here. The point we're trying to bring is, it says Bnei Yisrael, and then it says Ish. So we make a compromise. Well, by Nazir, it's the same thing. It says, Dabra Bnei Yisrael, V'amai Talayim, Ish Aisha, Ki Yavli Lindar Nedar Nazir Lazar Hashem. It says Ish. Why does it have to say Ish? So it's inclusive. B'nai Yisrael is exclusive, it is inclusive. So we should make a compromise in Nazirus as well. That's the Gemara's question. Yes.
I'm clear in terms of, I mean, what you're saying is very clear, but I'm not certain what the problem is. If I desire to give the value of a cow to the base of that dish, I can do so. Is it simply in terms of the word Erech?
Yes.
Thank you.
You could, anybody can donate his subjective value to the Hekdesh.
You were clear.
But this is called a Parsha of Erech, where it not, doesn't become subjective. It is objective. Zuck the Gemara. Let's do the Rush. Zuck the Rush. Lalaya ayim de kachavim barichin, shabama erki alai, or erik plain yalai, lay mechayiv is not chayiv. Lachu lahi an erachim, im ama yisrael, erik ayim de kachavim say alai, tamalayma ish. So here is the rush. So what happens by Nazir? How do you draw the compromise by Nazir? By erik, the brides have told us how to draw the compromise. But what do you do by Nazir? Hachanami gabi Nazir, neima, ahani miyot, the Ein Ha'ayv Nidukhavim Nidrim will be in carbon to Yisrael. They can become a Nazir to bring a carbon. But the Hani Rebuya the Ish, she yes Aleim Tyrus Nazir, so I list this little Tanakh Levitim. The compromise would be that he's a Nazir, but no Karbanis. That would be the compromise. That's what the Rashi is saying. The Havamin of the Gemara is that we should treat Nazir like Erkin. By Erkin we have a Miut and a Ribuy. Miut, Bnei Yisrael, Ribuy, Ish. We compromise. We say he can be a Mar, he can be a Nerach, but not a Marach. That's the Hebrew way of saying he can't make the Erach, but he can be the subject of an Erach. So by Nazir, we have no two ways. So we should say he can be a Nazir, but he doesn't bring Kabbalah. That's how we would slice it. That's the Havamina. And for the Gemara, Talmud Lahim, Shaini Yacha, the Amikra, the Aviv, the Ima, the Yitama. One of the halachas of the Nazir, he can't be metame to his father or mother. The Mishi Eshleav. It means the Torah is talking to people who have a paternal or maternal, looks like a paternal relationship. Now, this has to be defined. So no questions allowed, because the Gemara will ask. But a guy doesn't have a relationship with a father. There is no concept of fatherhood by a guy. Therefore, the Torah is talking to people who have a father. L'aviv, he has to have a father. Guys have a biological father, but no halachic father. Frek de Gemara, l'mai, what doesn't he have a father for?
Unrelated to this question, isn't the issue before we said he doesn't drink wine, that was the reason he couldn't...
That was an Eved Kanani. We're talking about a guy. We're talking about Bill Gates. Frank the Gemara, yes.
Are we talking just in terms of...
I said, let the Gemara define.
Well, you called on me.
I know, but I didn't know why you had your hand up. Frank the Gemara, Lamai. Elam Elinian Yerusha. Are we saying that Gaim don't inherit their father? It's not true. Biblically speaking, a guy inherits his father. Shenamar, Ki Yerusha Le'esav Nesatias Harseyer. I gave Esav the Yerusha of Harseyer. That means Goyim have all the locus of inheritance of son from father. So why doesn't he have a father? Now, we'll see this in the Gemara as the Gemara continues. That Yerusha seems to be a major part of father-son relationship. One of the ways to prove the relationship of father and son is the ability to inherit. That shows that the Torah recognizes the relationship. We'll see that as the Gemara goes on. But the Gemara introduces that right now. Are you telling me that a guy doesn't inherit his father, therefore there's no quote-unquote relationship with his father? It's not true. He does inherit his father. Zok the Gemara, Ela b'misha muzer al kibbut aviv. It means somebody who has halachas of honoring his father. Goyim don't have to honor their father. That's not a chiyuv. Esav was a volunteer.
Yeah, but
Esav was mechaved his father. It was his own decision. So was Dama ben Asina. That doesn't mean they were chayev. But his kids are called Goyim.
And his inheritance wasn't from his father. It was from
Har Seir. He conquered Har Seir. So he gave it over to his kids.
There's no
Bnei Yisrael. Kirushalei Sabnasatias Har Seir. Kirusha means the ability to pass. Now, what does that mean? Hold on a second. He didn't inherit it. He conquered it. Why does the Torah call it Yerusha? Because he's giving it over to his kids. That's what the word Yerush is telling me. It doesn't mean he inherited it. He didn't inherit it. He conquered it. So it means he has the ability to pass it on, which means it tells me that it's Yerush of Agayim. Sanzarash. Yatzai v'gacham she'ein le'av. Hilkach ein ha'batayrus nazir s'liyayin l'tabel l'meisim. Hilkach lecha l'midrashach ha'ishlur bu'yay. You can't dash an ish because the Torah excluded a guy by talking about parents. Father. Let's stick to father. Let's stay away from mother. But really, now the Rush has a problem. This is a side issue that the Rush has in Shat the Gemara. And that is, if that's true, I don't need Bnei Yisrael to exclude Goyim. If you're telling me that guy can't be in the Zeris because it says Av, so then I don't need Bnei Yisrael. What do I need Bnei Yisrael for? We started off, Bnei Yisrael excludes Goyim. That's what we started off. That means you need an exclusion from Goyim. And then we come back and say, we're not including Goyim because he doesn't have a father. So then you don't need an exclusion. So the Rasha Tamirli, Bnei Yisrael Lomeli. The Lekka Lameimer Demaikra Leshamina Nalayayim Vatumas Mesim. Don't tell me that Av would just have excluded him from Tumah. Love of Lima Layitame, and therefore same wine as well. Because that doesn't make any sense up to Rush. A guy is not a Nazir, he can do whatever he wants, but he would have to bring Kabbalah's Nazir. Why do I need a Miat for Kabbalah's if he's not even a Nazir? Because Love of Lima Layitame says he has to have a father to have the Isser of Tumah, and therefore he's not included in the Naziris. And don't tell me, Rabbi Mestabila Meimar, she yavi kabbalas nazir hoyle and all of tazir nazir klal. How can you tell a guy, bring a kabbalas for your naziris when you weren't even a nazir? And if you're going to start slicing it, that the guy is not a nazir for tumah, he is a nazir for wine, and he is a nazir for kabbalas, so name him yishen li'ab betamila meisim. Or meish, na'abishah solishtis yayin. So if you're going to start slicing it, say, Aviv is just for Tumah, but for wine, even if he doesn't have a father. Terence says, Naziris is Naziris. If Naziris is Naziris, so once you have Aviv, you might say he's not a Nazir, so what do I need Bnei Yisrael for? Elovadai, Haikra, Lekka, the Midrash, Lechatzim. You can't learn Aviv, Imai for half. But nearly, the Mahaikra, Lavishamina, Midi, Elav, Ksiv, Bnei Yisrael. So the Rush says a new thing. If not a Bnei Yisrael, I would have read the Pasuk Lo'aviv Elim Lo Yitama, and I would have said it's not excluding Goyim. It's saying, normally, we're talking to Jews, they have parents. And a guy who doesn't have parents doesn't have the Yisra of Lo'aviv Elim Lo Yitama. I wouldn't say you have to have parents to be in the Parsha of Nazir. I would say that I was talking to a Jew who has parents and saying to him, listen, you can't be Mitama to your parents. But once the Tyrus had Bnei Yisrael and excluded Goyim, so now it opened my mind to understand. Now let me see the rest of Naziris. And I see Aviv and Imai, it gives me the allowance to say that the guy has to have parents. That's what the Rush says. The Mahai Krala Av Shemina Midi. From Aviv and Imai, I wouldn't learn anything. Elav Ksiv Bnei Yisrael. El Basit Ksiv Bnei Yisrael, Asher Hadrasha Lafukim Rebu Yadesh. Once I have Bnei Yisrael, but now I have a problem because it says Ish. So Aviv Imai tells me, don't worry about Ish. A guy is not in any part of the Zeris. That's how the Rush understands this tomorrow. Yerushalayim of the Satyas Arseir, Nidin Loy Lerisha Labanov. Period. Yes, doctor.
So I'm very confused here. Usual statement. That is this statement, this exclusion, that we don't know who the father is, or that there is actually no father. If there is no father, then what on earth does Machis Bechoris mean? Because every understanding I've seen of it is that it affected Bechorim, it affected firstborn.
Why we wait for the subject to evolve before we ask questions.
Okay. All right, so this question is going to be answered.
Well, we just did. We proved that he does have a father from Yerusha.
So it's simply this is a matter of not, that's of the halakha of Yerusha. So we've got a very, so we've got.
We've just the problem said that a guy has a father.
Right. The problem is that it is not known who his father is.
No, that was never the issue here to begin with.
Then what on earth is?
The Torah was saying that a guy has no father-son relationship. There's no yichus. There's no connection.
What
with
about
his... That's the shlagav of the Gemara. I don't understand. Why don't we let the Gemara do its thing? Okay. Why are we trying to... That was exactly the Gemara's answer. You see that there is. It's exactly the Gemara thought by Dr. Schwab.
I would not put it that way.
Well, that's what you're asking the Gemara, what the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, of Amisha Muzara...
Margaret, can I ask a question?
You can always ask.
Okay, thank you. The concept that a person has to have a father and a mother before he can be mitame, even if his parents are dead, he can still be mitame to them.
Excuse me. Nobody ever said one needs a father or mother to be mitame. The Torah said a nazir can't be mitame to his parents. That means he has to have parents in order to be a nazir. That's what we're saying.
You're talking about to take a goy out of the parsha.
Exactly. But the Gemara comes back and says the guy does have parents because he inherits.
Okay. All right, thank you.
What? Yeah, but he has parents. They're not around. My parents aren't alive either, but I have parents. I have a yachas to parents. There's a parent-child relationship. If I found that my father has a Swiss bank account, don't worry, he doesn't, of $1 million, I would inherit it. Yes.
Isn't there a Gemara that if somebody rapes a woman, she becomes pregnant, that child owes kibbutz avim to the father who engendered him?
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? And for the Gemara, El Mamisha Muzra Kibirab. Crack the Gemara, Miksiv Kabin Avira Gabi Nazir? I mean, he has a father. The Torah didn't say he has to honor his father involved with the Vima Lo Yitama. If you wanted to tell me the first shot that the Torah insists that the Nazir have a father, I get it. But it's not true. But now you want to tell me the Torah wants a father that he has to honor. Where do you see that? All the Torah says the father and his mother, and he has a father and a mother. The Torah didn't say a father and mother that you have to honor.
Hello?
Yeah, it looks like we lost a connection.
Oh?
You have to call again?
Yeah, I'm going to call again. Still not connected.
Okay, so where does Kibbutz Av come into this? The Torah just says he has to have parents. A guy has parents. And for the Gemara, Ella Amakrab, the Misi Esloi Tumah. He has to have the Isser of Tumah. Forget parents.
He has to be able to become tame. You don't tell a guy don't become tame if he can't become tame. And since a guy, he has no concept of becoming tame, therefore he can't be in the parish of Nazir. If the Torah says a Nazir, don't become tame. Well, I don't have to tell a guy not to become tame. A guy can hold 65 mason on his shoulder and still not become tame. He doesn't have the parts of Tumba. So therefore, he's not included in Nazir. Zuck the Rush. Now again, I have some of the Rush here on the Amid Bay, meaning the Rush doesn't end. Okay, we'll see in a minute. Zuck the Rush. Yata Ibn Kham Shaylor Tumba. I'm sorry, Miksiv Jibin Adla in your Nazir. Well, the Elway Parak Miksiv Yerushalayim in your Nazir. The Pshita, the Iker Av, in Yerusha. The Rush is pointing out what I tried to say before. If we have to define father-son relationship, it's money. I hate to use those words. It's Yerusha. That's the main function of a father-son relationship. In Halakha. Yatsa Ivan Gachab Shayin Lai Tumma, Shimnaga B'meis, Eina Mekabal Tumma. Okay, now the Rush on the Amid Beis is on the Amid Aleph. As we learned in Gemara and Amid Beis, we're going to have to turn the page back, at least in my print, and in my print that I prepared for our, I assume in everybody's print, the Rush of the Amid Aleph covers the Gemara and Amid Beis for a while. Zuck the Gemara Vayter. Menolan. How do you know a guy doesn't have Tumah? Menolan, the last full Tumah. Who told you that a guy can't become Tumah? Answer the Gemara. The Amid Krav Ishashi Yitma B'loy Yitzchata. A person who becomes Tumah and doesn't become Tahar, the nichwasa nefeshahi mitoy chakoho. He gets uprooted from the congregation. Now, that means the Torah is talking to people who belong to a kohol. Goyim don't belong to a kohol. There's no kohol means Jews. A congregation, I meaning the kohol doesn't mean Shabbat Shabbos and Kayareim. It means kohol. The Torah says, if the guy becomes Tamei and walks into the base of Migdash, Nikwas Amitai HaKohol. That means we're talking to people who belong to the Kohol. They belong to the tribe. Track the Gemara. Track the Rabbi Mai. Who says that doesn't mean, that means doesn't become Tamei? Dilma Karas would lay Machayas. Abu Puya Matamei. Maybe he's not Chayas Karas, but maybe he does become Tamei. And by Nazir, he doesn't say a word about Karas. Amikra. The Hiza Atar al Tameh. Kos Yeshli Tara, Yeshli Tumba. Whoever has the concept of becoming Tar, to become Tameh. The Kos Ainloi Tara, Ainloi Tumba. And one who can't become Tar, can't become Tameh. And there's a pasuk that says that Paraduma is only for Yidden. And therefore, a guy can't become Tar with Paraduma. And if he can't become Tar with Paraduma, he can't become Tameh. Because the Torah said, Atar al Tameh. It has to be somebody, the connection, the heckish. Tor Alatame says the Tame has to be able to become Tor. What? There's a part in the Rush will bring. Frank the Gemara, Vayim Ataru, Udu Havile, Tuma Havile. Who says that's true? How does that Tor Alatame tell me that the Tame has to become Tor? Amakrav, Ishashi Yitma Belo Yishaka. It says he becomes Tame and doesn't become Tor. That means the Torah is telling me that we're dealing with a person who could become Tor. And therefore, the guy can't become Tar, he can't become Tame, and that's how we know it. This is the end of the first Saturday tomorrow. Why is the guy not Naziris? Because the Torah says a guy, a Nazir, can't be Matame to his parents, or anybody. And a guy can't become Tame anyway. So it can't be talking about a guy. That's the first answer. How do I know a guy can't become Tame? Because he can't become Tar. How do I know that? From a pussy that puts them together and says, you have to be able to become Tar in order to become Tame. And he can't become Tar, so he can't become Tame. And the Rush will explain how we know he can't become Tar. The Rush I have is on the Amid Aleph. Yata Zesh, Ainloi Koho. The call I become Laikri Koho. Goyim are not called Koho. But do Makaras Udoi Machaya. Tema. What? Am I missing something?
Yeah.
What? Manalan, I'm sorry. Manalan Shayin Lai Tuma. Where do you have it? On the Amid Beis?
No, yeah.
Oh, you guys have it on the Amid Beis. That's good to know. Just as that Shayin Lai Koho, the Koho is the Chavim Lai Yitri Koho. Goyish the Kohos are not Koho. But Dilma Kadosh, Koros is Lai Mechai. Dr. Rosh Tema. If that's the case, the pasuk is saying, no guy is ever chayav karis. Why do I have to have a pasuk to tell me that this guy is not a kol, so he won't get karis for tumah? That's the Gemara's Hadamina. That the pasuk is excluding him from this karis. A guy is also, I'm sorry, and chaylim is also doesn't get karis. His mechal shabbos, he also doesn't get karis. So why would I think that he's, I need a pasuk to say he doesn't get karis? The rush is Shema Inka Yisura. You're right. It's not from the extra pasuk. The crawler mixed the vinikas and that is a hippie toy chamam with a goal. All the pasuk is trying to tell me that the guy gets karis with a goal. On the long the way, you see that it doesn't include Gaim, but it wasn't written to exclude Gaim. Gaim never get karis. The kosh ain't loy tara, ain't loy tuma. But I can come, ain't loy tara. The chsiv, here's your pasuk you want to do. But I tell the bnei Yisrael, the mishmeris, the mei nida. The mortar of the chatas, the efer chatas, the paraduma, is for bnei Yisrael. Tell me, the bnei Yisrael, the loy loy v'gachav. Frak the gemara v'dom matara, he don't loy have it way. Hatumah have it way. Ukron to me, he's not tar, but tar, but loy me yasher. The prepare kama the human tar, slay, rabbi kiva, rabbi lomu, drash akriti. And don't say, what do I need for his atar, ala tame, we use it for other things. Isha shayit, but loy yischata. Iskis tuma latara. Ukron yisayru, the midrash, it's an extra pasuk. It could have just written, isha shaloy yischata. What does it say? She yit b'malay yischata. To tell me, if you can't become tar, you can't become tamei. Ina mi b'hai iskis kabbalah tumah lechitui. It's a hekish. A little hekish leboy yisura. The rush has two pshatim. Either the word v'hiza tamei. I'm sorry. Either v'isha she yit b'malay yischata. The word yitma is a extra word. They just said isha shaloy yischata. Or it's a hekish. The Torah juxtaposed the word yitma and yischata next to each other to tell me if you can't become tar, you can't become tamei. That's the first answer. Rav Acha bar Yaakov goes back to the beginning. And he says, nope, we're going back to Yerusha. Remember we started saying that a guy doesn't have a father because he doesn't have Yerusha? Rav Acha bar Yaakov goes back to that. And he says, that he does have Yerusha, but his Yerusha is limited. He doesn't have the broadness of Yerusha that a Jew has. Because he can't inherit an Eved Kanani. A guy cannot inherit an Eved Kanani from his father. And therefore, not now. You can't have now. You're going to have to wait until I finish explaining what I'm talking about. It says, "Visnachaltem oisam levnechem akreichem lereshes achuzah." It's talking about Eved Kanani, and it says, "This is to say, right? This is saying that is vachaltem oisam levnechem akreichem." It's talking about an Eved Kanani. A yid can inherit an Eved Kanani. A guy cannot inherit an Eved Kanani. So a guy is not in the same parsha of inheritance that a yid is. His inheritance ability from his father is very limited. And therefore, we say, kol sheyesh lo nachla yesh lo tuma, but kol she'ein lo nachla ein lo tuma. Therefore, when the Torah said, v'aviv l'ima lo yitama, it has to be a guy that has a complete relationship with the father, that he can have a total inheritance. And the guy has a limitation, therefore, his aviv is not the same aviv as the Torah is talking about when it means a total relationship with parents. Rashi, Dr. Rashi. The Rashi will explain it better to me. Ashayni yoka d'chsiv v'sakal t'maisim v'bnechem akrechem. Rebaka v'yakav mahad rashinu yaduel. He goes back to the original answer. Mishesh le'av le'inyin Yerusha. Uparik le'i mahad rabbi yechanan. Zama evi yechav m'yarish esavim v'ay taira. We ask because a guy does inherit his father. And to establish this answer, the Mishi Eshle Av, the Chol Din Yerusha Amura B'Taira. He's saying when the Torah said Aviv, it has to be for every aspect of Yerusha. And therefore, Af Le'inyan L'Hanchel Avdar Livnai, even if he has the aspect of Yerusha, that he can bequeath an Eved to his son, that's when he's a total Av. When it says aviv, it means the totality of aviv, and it means money, yerusha. But the guy is limited in what he can give over to his son. Why? Because v'yesh nebchal aviv lima leitama. V'aviv kachavim ein nebchal nach lezu lahanchal avda levnai. Why? Why can't he bequeath an eved kanani to his son? Sorry, afla atzmai lahaya gufa eved kanani. Because he doesn't own the eved the same way a yid owns an eved. A guy, when a yid owns an eved kanani, he owns the whole eved kanani. When a guy owns an eved kanani, he owns the right of what the man produces. But he doesn't have intrinsic ownership of the body of the eved kanani. And therefore, he can't bequeath what he doesn't own. And therefore, it's a lack in his ability to bequeath. Because the Gemara says, "Begit meperek ha-shaleach, atem kainim mehem, v'layhem kainim mekem, v'layhem kainim zem mizeh." You can acquire a guy, but a guy can never acquire you, and a guy can't acquire another guy. And the Gemara explains, of course he can. He can only, but he only gets ma'isi adayim. He doesn't have that kinyan haguf of the total ownership. And therefore, he doesn't have the broadness, the width, of inheritance that a yid has. And that limits his li'aviv. Therefore, he's not included in that pasuk. Now, I want to point out that this is a thing that I know people are going to ask on, so I'm going to point the question out before we start. You know, a yid can't bequeath to his son what he doesn't own either. It's not a chsar in bequeathing, it's a chsar in ownership. But the Torah made it a point to point out that a Jew can bequeath an eved. The Torah never says a Jew can bequeath his car. The Torah never says a Jew can bequeath his horse. The Torah says a son inherits his father. But then the Torah went out of its way to tell me that an eved kanani can be bequeathed. The Torah doesn't say, I don't know if there's such a word as bequeathed, but an eved kanani can be passed on from father to son. It doesn't say it about a horse. It doesn't say it about a piece of land. It doesn't say it anywhere else. It says a son inherits his father, whatever he owns. So why does the Torah point out eved? It doesn't point out anything else. The Torah is trying to tell me that there's a special right of yarshining an eved that has to be pointed out, which doesn't exist by a guy. It's where the Torah teaches me that a guy doesn't have that same ownership of an eved. Therefore, he doesn't have that right. But the fact that the Torah went out of its way to give the Jews that right is saying that the Jews' right of passing on is enhanced. The Torah enhanced it by writing this passage, which only applies to Jews, not the Goyim. Therefore, we say it's a chsarn in the fatherhood of a guy, the very fact that the Torah wrote it in Nachla. Where did the Torah write that a Jew owns an Eved Kanani's guf in this pasuk in Nachla? To tell me that this is where the Torah is pointing out the total relationship of a son and a father. So to really reword what I'm saying is a big chiddush, is the reason a guy doesn't own an Eved Kanani guf is because the Torah doesn't want him to have that ability to bequeath it. And therefore, it sounds like opposite. But the Torah doesn't want him to be able to bequeath it. So the Torah is limiting his power of bequeathal. That's what the Gemara is saying. I'm sorry. Okay, it makes no difference. I mean, it does, but it's
intrinsic is correct also.
Thank you. So that's what the Gemara is saying. And therefore, at this point, we have two shatim and why a guy is not an Azir. Either because he has no parsha of Tumah, or because he has no parsha of Nachla to the degree of a Yid has. So the answer to question 10 was just that. Everybody have a wonderful day, a wonderful Hanukkah vacation. We will resume Monday morning, and I just want to say that it's a good possibility that I'll be on the phone, not here for Monday and Tuesday, but it's still up in the air because there's any reason not to go that I don't have to. It's not a chiyuv. The mitzvah chiyuv is not a mitzvah chiyuv. So therefore, it doesn't take it.
It's incidental.